Uber is also moving into self-driving cars, launching a fleet of autonomous vehicles in Pittsburgh earlier this month. Proponents, including President Obama, believe driverless cars will make the roads safer. He wrote in an op-ed this month that automated vehicles have the potential to save tens of thousands of lives each year. Joining us to talk about that is Russ Martin, manager of state relations for AAA. Russ, what are the leading causes of accidents on the road today?
Well, road crashes tend to have many contributing factors, actually, but if you're looking for a common thread, about 94% of all crashes, the critical reason for the crash is some kind of human error. So that's human error that includes recognition errors, decision errors, performance errors, and drunk driving, distracted driving, speeding, and all the dangerous behaviors we see on the roads every day.
And when you're talking about those different kinds of errors, give me an example of what one of those might be.
Well, it might be failure to recognize an oncoming car or let's say speeding through an intersection. The simplest is inattention, being distracted and failing to recognize some kind of hazard.
Because you are just not paying attention or because you are maybe using a phone while you're driving or something like that?
Exactly. It could be any number of things.
So all of those things, it seems to me, would be fixed by having a driverless car, wouldn't they?
Right. So the promise of autonomous technology, it has this potential to improve safety because it takes humans out of the driving equation. And if human error is such a great factor in traffic crashes, we would expect to see tremendous gains in safety. Self-driving cars don't get distracted, don't drive impaired, and in fact, they're being programmed to drive as safely as possible.
Are there any concerns that you have about the safety of driverless cars that you don't have about the safety of cars with a human driver?
Well, when we say driverless cars, we tend to refer to fully self-driving cars, but it's actually an umbrella of a range of related technology. And both NHTSA and the Society for Automotive Engineers have classified these automated and driver assistance technologies into a scale of vehicle automation. At the top are the most sophisticated, fully self-driving cars, and at the bottom are cars operated by humans. And there are features available today that are towards the lower end of the scale, where the car can take over driving functions in some circumstances. However, the car's operators, in many cases, still has to pay attention and be prepared to take over if needed. So with that, you have the challenge of making sure that drivers know how to safely operate these systems, understand their limitations. And we have this challenge of making sure that drivers can stay engaged to take the wheel if they really need to.
What about the middle ground, the fact that we will get to a point at some point, it may be in a few years, it may be in a couple of decades, where human drivers are sharing the roads with driverless cars and we have to interact with one another? Are there guidelines at this point from AAA about how motorists should deal with driverless vehicles that they might encounter on the road?
That period of the deployment of self-driving cars, it's going to be a big concern. Autonomous vehicles are probably going to be piloted in limited, selected areas. If there's going to be a turnover of the fleet, it could take decades. So there's going to be a mix on the road of vehicles that are both human-operated and operated under many different levels of autonomy for quite some time. And the greatest danger in that circumstances is probably going to still be human drivers, because they are what seems to be causing most of the crashes today. So there's going to definitely be a period of adjustment, and we're definitely face a new driver education and training challenge, not only teaching people how to safely operate autonomous vehicles up the scale of autonomy, but also for human drivers, how to safely interact with other self-driving vehicles.
When do you think we're going to see a significant portion of vehicle traffic in the U.S. be autonomous vehicles?
It's hard to say. Many people are given estimates ranging from within a few years to many decades. You know, the more quickly we can get these systems on the road and get them deployed in a safe and reliable way, I think we're going to see tremendous gains for road safety.
By the way, the reason a lot of people know AAA is because it comes and rescues them when something goes wrong with their car. Do you anticipate, accidents aside, more or less, or just the same number of, you know, roadside rescues with autonomous vehicles?
Well, again, it's hard to say. you have this expectation that perhaps there will be fewer at-fault crashes, but with new technologies, perhaps you could see more cars having malfunctions or breaking down. It's kind of hard to predict. You know, as a roadside assistance provider, AAA is definitely interested in what changes the future is going to bring.
That's Russ Martin, Manager of State Relations for AAA. Russ, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.